President Bush stunned many of his critics last night when he promised $15 billion over the next 10 years to fight AIDS. But they also say they have heard promises before. So while there was much praise, there was also some skepticism. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
There were hints throughout the day that the president would announce a new funding initiative for the global AIDS epidemic. But the president was not expected to devote as much attention to it as he did in last night's State of the Union address. Even his critics were struck by how eloquent President Bush was in laying out the plight facing much of the African continent, the fact that nearly 30 million people there are infected with HIV, while only 50,000 are being treated.
A doctor in rural South Africa describes his frustration. He says we have no medicines. Many hospitals tell people, you've got AIDS. We can't help you. Go home and die. In an age of miraculous medicines, no person should have to hear those words.
To meet this crisis, the president is proposing an emergency plan for AIDS relief. Half of the money would be used to pay for life-saving antiretrovirals for at least 2 million people. Some would go to care for an estimated 11 million children in Africa who have lost one or both parents to AIDS. Mark Malik Brown, the head of the United Nations Development Programs, says he was totally unprepared for what he heard.
I watched and, like everybody else, was on the edge of my seat as to what the president was going to say about Iraq, so was thrown back by the generosity of his announcement on new support for HIV/AIDS in Africa. Subsequently, I discovered he'd been in intense conversations with my boss, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, over the last week or so about this, and I think it's just great what the president did. It's real American leadership.
Brown was impressed that President Bush emphasized treatment.
For a long time, Western donor governments have been afraid of the cost and have stressed the very, very important issues of prevention, but tended to sort of walk on the other side of the street when the issue of drug distribution comes up. A lot of these monies would be used to extend that treatment, and that is a huge and major breakthrough and a great contribution to the health and well-being of Africa.
The Emergency AIDS Relief Plan focuses on Africa and the Caribbean. These regions have the highest rates of HIV. It's where more than 70% of the 42 million people in the world with the virus live. Dr. Donna Christian Christensen, a delegate from the Virgin Islands and a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, was both hopeful and wary.
I was surprised that he talked about $15 billion over 10 years and that he mentioned the Caribbean, especially since we've been writing to him and asking for a response. You always got to look for what the worm in the apple might be. And so are there going to be special conditions put on these funds that the countries are not going to be able to meet? Where is that money coming from? It's probably coming from programs that we also feel are very important.
Part of the skepticism of AIDS activists and administration critics is that President Bush has made other promises that they are waiting to see fulfilled. Last year, he promised $500 million for medicines that reduce the risk that mothers pass HIV to their unborn babies, and wound up cutting it out of the budget entirely. He also said he would gradually increase U.S. aid for development assistance to poor countries by $5 billion a year. That money has yet to be requested. So many are waiting to see what is in the budget that comes out next week. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.